Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Sarah Beth Tate.
You know, I'm a big fan. I don't know how we met. There's some story. Let me see if I can track it back.
Let's do it.
Because I think you're just a wonderful artist, and that's what I know you as now, to the point where I've brought you on the road and paid you. I mean, like, I think you're that good to where I like for audiences to see you.
Thank you.
I know we have a story of how we met the first time. Or maybe it was, did you meet Amy?
I met Amy in Whole Foods.
That's what it was.
It was the Green Hills Whole Foods.
And you didn't meet her as an artist.
No.
Who was going, hey, play my music. What was that story?
So my now husband and I were in Whole Foods, probably in workout clothes. And he and I, together and separately, have been fans of your show and listened every morning, you know, both of us on our way to work. And we saw Amy and just freaked out. And so he was wearing a Pimpin' Joy shirt just because he wears Pimpin' Joy stuff all the time.
Awesome. And coincidentally cool.
Yeah.
So Amy's there.
Yeah. So we're fangirling over Amy to ourselves. And she came over to Colby and said, hey, I like your Pimpin' Joy shirt.
Oh, good.
So then we started talking about the Pimpin' Joy line and everything. And she sent us some like hats. I think it was the like red, white, and blue stuff that had been
It was never mentioned you were an artist.
No.
And I have to commend you for that because everywhere I go, people try to, they fit it in or they find a reason to say something. And then it's like, also, yeah, I put out a couple records.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was, I mean, one, it's Whole Foods and we just thought it was fun to meet her. And we got these really cool hats and I got a tank top and we were like, this is awesome.
So, okay.
But it was very cool of her. I have to say Amy was so sweet and she remembered and got our email and sent us the stuff. It was so fun.
Yeah. She's not terrible, right, Eddie? No, I know Amy's awesome. So, okay. So that happened. Now that's you meeting Amy.
Yes.
But how did you and I meet?
We met from TikTok. We met virtually first.
Okay. I see you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you saw my video or one of my videos and you duetted it on TikTok and you invited me on.
Okay. So it sounds familiar because I've only ever done that like twice. I'm not Mr. Get On and Duet and invite people to the show because I don't want someone to come up here and embarrass themselves.
Yes.
Meaning you can record a TikTok 100 times and you could probably do it once really well. But only two or three times ever have I said, oh, this person's real good. Got on, duetted, and said, come to the show. Did I just say come to the show how did I do it?
It was a video about me talking about how I didn't have a record deal mm-hmm. and I had this song that was connecting with people, but I was unsigned.
What was the song? Do you remember?
Long Way.
Okay.
And you said you did a duet on it. And it's funny because I hadn't even seen the duet before. I had hundreds of messages from everybody who listens to the show who was like, have you seen this yet? You got to get on your TikTok. And I think you invited me on the show during that video and you said, hey,
oh, that's fun.
If you don't have a record deal, come on.
And so then you came in.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope I crushed
right?
it.
Obviously you crushed it or you wouldn't be here now or you wouldn't be.
Listen, I'm back. So
you're back.
Something must have gone right.
And then I featured your music a bunch on the Women of I Heart Country, on the Countdown. Like I am just a genuine fan of you as a songwriter and an artist. And then I want to get to your story in a second. But what I saw was in the last few weeks, maybe a month or so, I had chosen one of your songs. I'm not sure which one it was, but you were posting that you were listening to it and you had a baby in your arms in the video.
Yeah.
And I was like, either she just stole a baby or she just had one. And I didn't even know you were pregnant.
Yep. I was 9 months.
So it had been that long, I guess pandemic, huh?
Yeah. So I think you and I met, I think when I came in was during that 2020 year where everything was
crazy. When did we go out and do the festivals though?
2021.
Okay. That was the last time we probably saw each other.
It's like not like I've been keeping track or
anything. I don't know any of you. Okay, so I felt like such a jerk because I didn't even know you were pregnant.
Well, fast forward to bringing my daughter home. You played my song about that I wrote partly about her, and it was the day that we brought her home from the hospital.
That same day.
On. Yep.
And what was that song?
Right on Time.
And you wrote that with Scott Stepakoff, who I really, mm-hmm. you know, or he was one of the writers. Are you Sarah Elizabeth? What is your name?
My full name is Sarah Elizabeth.
Got it. I thought you wrote it, but that wasn't your, you had a whole different name. And I was like, well, maybe.
You're like, I don't know.
I didn't know if that was because you, so Sarah Beth Tate is your stage name.
Yes. Yep.
And then what's your social security number? We're just getting your identity stolen right here. Okay. So that makes sense though, because when I read, I thought you had written that song.
Yep.
And I know Scott and I like Scott. And
he's
so when you go and you write this song Right on Time, because you didn't have your daughter yet.
No, it was, gosh, Scott and I wrote, honestly, most people did not know that I was pregnant. I'm not sure that my management team even knew.
I thought
that
she was
going to
say husband. Bro, if your husband didn't know, that was going to be trouble.
Hey, Colby did know. Colby okay. was number one. All right. So that's good. But I had to write with Scott. He's one of my favorite co-writers, and I can always be really honest with him. And so I was talking about the pregnancy, and it was really fresh. I had just found out, and it was a good surprise that we were having a baby. And so I was telling him a little bit about this story, and I was like, Scott, this timing is just like, this is just God's timing. We've got to put this into a song. And so anyways, Right on Time was born, and it was just the perfect song to kind of end last year with, because it was exactly what I was going through personally. And, you know, I'm not in a position right now to be putting out music that's not exactly mm-hmm. where I'm at and what I've been through authentically. And so,
because Right on Time is that song you wrote with Scott, but the EP that you had, that was not on that. Am I right?
Nope, separate.
Okay, just making sure I get all my.
Yeah, it was a single in October, I think. I put it out just a couple weeks before my due date. So it was one of those where I just kind of wanted to, for maternity leave or whatever you call it, I just kind of wanted to end on that note for the end of the year as we were getting ready to have her. It's just part of my story.
How hard has that been, and how awesome has it been both? Answer both, being a mom, yep. a new mom.
You know, so much better than I ever thought that it could be. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, there's a lot about it that's hard, but, I mean, we're just like so much better for the experience. And it's been a great, great few months. She's 3.5 months old now, so.
Have you revealed her name?
Yep.
Okay, so can you say it now?
Yeah, her name's Isla.
And why Isla?
We just loved it.
Just a good name?
I was saying, we, you know.
Bobina didn't
you know? Didn't run in the list. There's only so many names that you agree on, you know. Like, we both get veto. And it's like, most names, it's like they come in and it hits you. And one of you is like, I hate it. We can't do it. So.
Was there a name that you really liked that he hated?
You know, there were a lot. And I don't even remember them now. It was like. Process of elimination was so easy because there were so many that he loved that I was like, nope, never.
Did you guys ever stop and be like, no, reconsider? I know you're vetoing, but give me one more shot.
He loves the name Charlie, boy or girl.
And I like it as a girl.
Listen, I have nothing against Charlie. Like, I really have nothing against it. I just knew a lot of Charlies, and it's just, you know, you can't help the way it hits you.
You're
right. Like, I like it for other people's kids. It's just not my kid.
But also, if you know somebody that was weird or a jerk or mean to you and they had a name, that's just how you associate it.
They had a name. Yeah, it's there was just, it ruins it.
This girl named Sarah Beth Tate used to pick on me in school. Like 8th grade. It's hard for me to shake that, you know?
Listen, I hear you.
Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. You came to Nashville as a teenager, 17, 18 years old?
Yes, I moved when I was 17.
So what did that mean school-wise? Did you finish? Did you do homeschool? What happened there?
I did graduate high school and then got out of Dodge right after.
So
I graduated early and then left right away.
Did you do like a high school athlete and you did more earlier so you could be done, so you could get started in college? Or they would play like college football, but let's say they would finish high school early so they could just go ahead and get there.
Yes.
Did you do that to get here?
Yes, I did. I think it was a semester early that I graduated, and I also did some online classes. I signed my first publishing deal when I was 14. And so I started coming to Nashville and co-writing early on.
People were paying you at 14 years old to write music?
Yes.
What did you write at 13 or 14 to make people go that she, this young woman, can do this?
This is the thing. I really don't know. So I look back and I'm like, why were people paying me to be here? Like, I'm really, the music, it was like, we got to step it up a notch.
Potential,
but, you know,
though.
Must have been some little nugget of something.
But you don't know
there.
What the nugget was?
I attribute this to beginner's luck. And when I say beginner's luck, really what I mean is I was so blissfully naive. I mean, I was like, I remember being on a plane to Nashville and I was like, I'm going to go, I'm going to get a publishing deal. I'm going to like go to Music Row and I'm just going to walk around and get a publishing deal. And like, who was I? I
mean, but you did it.
But it happened.
But you did it, right. So, and again, there was another teenage girl who did something similar, which, and there's been a few, but like Taylor did that, right?
Yep.
So was knowing how Taylor did that and she's 16 putting out songs, mm-hmm. was that in your mind? Like, well, if I would imagine that would be an influence on me.
Yes. No, I was definitely in that phase of watching her. And I think a lot of girls my age watched that going, well, if she can do it, I can do it. And I just think that there's something so much to really like believing that you can do something without having any, I had none of the knowledge to
Absolutely.
Know how hard that might be. And I'm here, you know, over 10 years later from being 14. And I didn't know where, I mean, I thought I would be like accepting Grammys by the time I was 18. But the journey along the way has been so much better than I ever could have thought. And it really just starts with, you know, being like, I'm going to do this, and not being aware of all of the obstacles you're going to face.
I think being naive is great a lot of times because mm-hmm. you don't know what the failures can be. And it doesn't scare you because those fears don't exist.
Yes.
Because, and that's happened a lot in my career too, where I'm just like, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but let's see what happens. Where if I would have really known how hard or how tough it, because it did get tough, I'd have been, maybe I'd have just been like, I don't know, man. But I think being naive helped me actually, and not having people that did what I do.
Yes.
Around me that said, oh, you shouldn't do that because it's very hard. Nobody just knew it all. So I was like,
Let's go.
I'm from Arkansas. Let's go. I can do anything in the whole world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And two, I think like with what you just said, I think there's a confidence that comes with that. That I really think, you know, showing up, feeling like I belong to be here, even though looking back, I'm like, that girl didn't.
Right.
She had no business being in some of those rooms. But I, at the time, felt like I belonged for whatever reason. And I think that energy kind of carries over into everything you do. And it ends up just kind of, I'm sure, in your life, just getting you into places that you never thought you'd be.
So. And trouble.
And trouble.
I mean, both, yes. Honestly.
Yes, very true.
So you move here, though. Do you pack up a car? Is it one of those? Or do you just have a couple suitcases and you fly? But you're 17. So how does that work? And does a parent come with you for a little bit? Well, I don't.
So I drove to my first apartment. I was 17. My mom dropped me off. Like, bless my parents.
Where from Colorado did you drive from?
Fort Collins.
And I like Fort Collins a lot. It's a good place.
It's a great
place. And then you, do you remember the drive Is it, you guys do it over 2 days?
Yep.
Was it like?
Yep, 2 days. We drove through Arkansas. I have family in Fayetteville.
Probably the same family. We're all cousins. Go ahead.
You know, we're probably related. So we would stay at my Aunt Joyce's farm. And we did this. My mom and I did this a decent bit between 14 and 17. We would drive, and we had some of the best times doing that, just us two. And anyway, she got me out here that last time and dropped me off. And for some reason, they felt comfortable enough to leave me here. But again, it was weird because I was 17 and I wasn't, you know, I just graduated and I wasn't going to college, but I had a little bit of a footing here after all the co-writing that I'd done. And I had,
sure, I guess you'd been flying out for a few years.
Yes. And yeah. I had some really, I had some good people around me. And so to my parents' defense, I feel like they felt like I was, safe here in the community that I had. And so I'm really grateful to have had that from an early start. Not that it wasn't hard. I mean,
it should be hard.
It was
growth comes from hard things.
Yes. I mean, first year I was like, what have I done? Like, my family's not here. I feel like I don't know anybody. I feel like, I'm working like multiple jobs on top of my publishing deal.
Right.
And it was a lot.
Whenever we talk about journeys, especially on this podcast, and your journey from songwriter to now songwriter and performer. Mm-hmm. But again, we're looking back at it now. What would you tell that 17-year-old that's just now, she just closed the tailgate.
Mm.
It's loaded up. She's about to hop in. Like, what would you tell her if you only were, somehow we got a time machine, you go back 2 minutes, you only have 2 minutes to talk to her.
Yeah.
But you can't say anything like, bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. You can't do anything money like that. We're not, no genie wishes, only advice. What would you say?
That question gave me goosebumps. I think I would just tell her that it just gets so much better. Like, everything just is so much better. Honestly, even the worst disappointments that I've had, and I've had a lot of disappointing things happen, it's all good. It really is all good. And it all comes back to something better.
What's funny is I believe you. Sometimes people say that and I don't believe it because I feel like they're saying it because they're being interviewed, but I do believe that. There's something very positive about you.
Thanks.
An unforced positivity. I think at times I hate waking up in the morning, so I'm forcing crap at 5 o'clock. By about 7:30, it's real again, but yeah. It's an unforced positivity. And do you feel positive just about your career in general? Where are you? You're still so young.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's crazy. You're still so young. Do you feel positive about where you are now as in contrast with what your goals are and what they were before you moved out here?
Yes. And I think in some ways, like I said, you know, when I got here, it's like, oh, I would have, you know, wanted a CMA award by now. But all of the things that I've been through and the person that I've become through the journey is really where, I mean, I'm better for it. I met my husband here along the way. I now have this beautiful daughter, and it's like success, the definition of success for me has just evolved over the past decade that I've been here. And I still want all of these things in my career, but it's like, you come at it with a joy when you're not operating out of the lack of what you, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not pursuing it because of what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually pursuing it because you love it, and also you love what you have as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you think I'm a better person after this interview? Is that possible that I just became a better person after talking to Sarah Beth Cade? Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. So this year, obviously you had a baby.
Yep.
But what's, I don't know how that works. Are you writing now? When do you start writing again? Are you going to start playing shows? I just don't yes. know. So what's going on?
Listen, I don't know how it works either. So okay. we're rolling with it.
Okay.
So it was perfect timing last year. I had my EP out. We did the last single right on time before the end of the year. She was born at the end of October, and then we had holidays. So it was like magical. I've been home with her for the last 3-ish months. And now I'm writing again. So I'm working on a new project. I'm back at it. And it's been great. My husband is like, we're 50-50. He's got her right now. Like, while I'm here, it's just, you know, we're going to figure it out as we go.
You feel good about him?
Feel great.
Let me just tell
him.
You, I've heard yes. some things. I haven't. I've heard nothing. I'm just kidding.
I've heard nothing.
I met him. I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's even better now that he's a dad. So.
Do you see a new version of him now that you didn't see until now?
Yes. It's crazy when you're like trying to keep this human alive together. You're like, okay, it feels like we're going into battle together. It's like we know each other so differently than we ever have. And it's awesome.
So the EP is called For My Own Good, mm-hmm. and that's that. And then Right On Time is a single, and that came out last year. We've played you all over the place. We're going to continue to do that. I'm just a big supporter. You put it out, we're going to play it. It's been cool to watch you grow. I did look at your TikTok. You've got like 100,000 followers since the last time I saw.
Yeah.
Like you've had quite the growth there.
Well, talk about like in quotes maternity leave.
Yeah.
I took like what I thought was time off to go have my baby. And, you know, so, I mean, some things just connected in these last few months of just, I mean, I think this obviously is such a shared experience becoming a mom. And like we just talked about trying to navigate that going back into a career. And I just think, you know, so many of us are going through this at the same time. And now the video of me at the hospital is like on Barstool Sports and all this. I mean, it was just the craziest thing. We got a bunch of cool videos and people connecting with the experience that we had having her in the hospital. So it was very cool.
Well, super cool. You're super cool. I just think you're the best. So you guys follow, here's where it comes to you guys, where you can be a part of Sarah Beth, at Sarah Beth Tate. Just follow her. I mean, that's the currency nowadays. Sarah Beth, SarahBeth Tate, TAITE, Sarah Beth Tate. We'll also put this in the notes. And we appreciate you sharing your journey. And congrats on being a mom. And
thank you.
It's so cool. And tell your husband I said hello.
I will.
And I think that's it. Just let us know when you get some more music ready to go.
I will. Thank you guys for supporting me always and for having me on.
Let's go. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.